Pressure coming. Garoppolo hit as he throws. A wobbler down the sideline, and it's caught! Deebo Samuel with the catch and trying to turn on the Jets. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown!
Ray, that is one of the most exciting young players in the league, and I am not referring to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
Deebo Samuel.
Yep. I get no argument here.
Almost took him to the Super Bowl. Almost took him to win in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
However, he's unhappy. He wants to be traded. This became public knowledge this week. He is a unique player, Ray, because he's a wide receiver and running back. He scored 14 touchdowns last year, 8 of them rushing. Carried the ball 78 times. Averaged 18 yards per catch. It's good inside. He's a yak man, Ray.
Yes, he is.
Always looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, whenever anybody in the league wants to be traded, there are many people in this town who feel the immediate need to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the day before him, story was out that Kyler Murray wanted to be traded, and so everybody wanted Kyler Murray here.
Right.
And by the way, Deebo Samuel is a great player. I'm about to tell you why I don't think the Eagles should trade for him.
Okay.
But he's a great player. But there's a couple of problems. One is the report out of San Francisco, and I don't cover the team, so I can't confirm it, but this is the report, is one of the reasons he wants out is he doesn't like the offense, and he no longer wants to be used as a running back. He just wants to be a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what makes him a great player, in my mind, is nobody else does what he does.
No, exactly. He's unique.
If you take that away, doesn't he lose value?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't make him a less than great player, but it makes him less useful in your offense because it limits what he can do.
Right.
What makes him one of a kind in today's NFL is that he can be both of those things. I mean, he's the one that invented the name for himself, wide back. Yeah, I mean, he took pride in the fact that he could be both and was both. I mean, you're talking about a guy who last year, think about these numbers. He averaged 18 yards per reception and 6.5 yards per rushing attempt.
Amazing.
I mean, every time he touched the ball, he was getting you a first down.
Yep.
So, and the ability that he's both talented enough and smart enough, this is the other part of it, and smart enough to learn two positions and play that well is what establishes his value.
Right. And if he doesn't want to do it, the report is he doesn't want to do it because running backs have shorter shelf lives and he feels he's going to limit his career over the years. And that may be correct. I can't argue with it. But so if he is traded and is just traded as a wide receiver, would I love to see him on the Eagles? Of course I would. Of course I would.
Sure.
Here's my problem with it. One, it's going to cost you 2 first-rounders.
Yes, I do. I think that
market's kind of been established, right? Tyreek Hill and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two, wide receivers have become the hot ticket and are now getting quarterback money.
Right.
This is a new thing. I mean, the old argument was always like, you can win with any wide receivers. You got to build your lines. You got to get your quarterback, get your pass rush. Grab a couple wide receivers. Don't spend a lot of money on wide receivers. That's out the door.
Yeah. I never really believed that anyway, but that was the thinking a while ago.
But it's gone completely to the opposite, where wide receivers are becoming the highest paid players in the league.
Well, yeah. And, if you're going to pay that kind of money to Devontae Adams, okay, I get it, because he's that good. But what really blew the top off the whole thing was Christian Kirk.
Three at 75?
Good player, but I mean, paying him like a superstar.
Yeah. Right. If Christian Kirk is going to get $25 million a year, Deebo Samuel is going to get more than that. And if I am the Eagles and I am apportioning my money, I can't do it. I mean, I love the shiny toy. I love the beautiful thing in the window, but it doesn't mean it's the smart thing to get.
Right.
I don't know if you, that's my position. I don't know if it's if you agree or do. Oh, there, look, Matt Arise is punting on TV. Sorry, I'm watching my favorite punter.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a whole piece about it.
Wow,
on ESPN
okay,
right
there
now.
You go. Eagles next punter.
He's impressive.
I just got distracted by the other shiny toy.
Yes.
Okay, Deebo Samuel, Ray, those are my arguments. Do you want to tell me they're brilliant or not?
I would be more open to it than you are. I share your concerns, but I recognize what a special player he is. Now, I wasn't aware until you just were telling me the other day about his expressed desire now. Look, I don't want to be doing that stuff anymore.
Again, right? Not reports he has confirmed, but reports by guys who cover the team out west.
Yeah, that if he doesn't want to do the running back thing anymore, yeah, that changes his impact. But let me offer you this. I agree with you that two first-round picks are definitely part of any package you would have to put on the table. They wouldn't even entertain thinking about it if you didn't. If I were to say, okay, here's what you could do, and the Eagles are in position to do this. One of your two first-rounders this year,
mm-hmm.
Okay, one of your two first-rounders next year, which you have, and one of your third-round picks this year, of which you have two.
Mm-hmm.
So give them one of your number ones this year, one of your number threes this year, and one of your number ones next year,
mm-hmm.
where it wouldn't leave you naked in any of those rounds. You'd still have two first-round picks, one this year, one next year, and you would still have a pick in the third round this year. So
okay.
So you'd be giving up multiples in each of those categories, and that might be enough to get it done.
All right.
If indeed the 49ers are willing to part with the guy. The 49ers haven't said that they're willing to
do that. No, and if I'm them, I just kind of wait and hope that it blows over. But so here's the other part. So let's say, okay, you're ready to make that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on the line with Deebo Samuel's agent. Hi, Mr. Roseman. How are you? Yeah, listen, here's our offer. 4 years, $140 million. Will you take it or leave it?
I don't know what they'd be asking for.
Well, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
That's probably a little high.
I mean, what did Tyreek Hill get? Do you know?
Something pretty close to that.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill is a little bit like Samuel in that he plays multiple positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But if you ask a guy to do too much, and I think Samuel's probably looking around at. You know, Carolina decided that's what they were going to do with Christian McCaffrey. And now look at Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's hurt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Samuel's looking at that and saying, you know, if I try to do that, I'm going to have a really short career.
So we'll get him a little cheaper?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think everything's negotiable. But I understand people's fascination with him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anybody that saw the 49ers last year knew what a weapon this guy was. He's a really good receiver. He gets open. When he catches the ball in the open field, he becomes a running back in a way that other receivers aren't. He knows how to run. He knows how to break tackles. He's strong enough to break tackles, but he can also run with vision and strength inside. There's really nobody else in the league quite like him. I mean, he really is. And in the hands of a creative coach, which I kind of think Nick Sirianni has shown a little bit of that, I mean, he could be a major weapon. You're talking about ways you could try to improve Jalen Hurts. You get him a player like Deebo Samuel, your quarterback is going to instantly become better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of those are reasons to have the conversation, but I think when it comes down to the money and what they're looking for, I just don't think it's going to be a fit, Glenn.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Again, we'd all like it, but I agree.
I mean, I would explore it if I were them. If
sure.
if it really came,
I'm making the phone call. Sure.
Yeah, I would certainly explore it, but I kind of have a feeling. I honestly kind of have a feeling that it's going to be one of these things that's going to be talked about, and it just ain't going to happen.
He's
going to be with the 49ers this year.
I guess, although it's amazing the guys that are getting traded these days.
Yeah, I know.
NFL was always a league where trades were few and impact trades, particularly few and far between. A whole lot more now than you used to see.
Well, it's becoming more like the NBA. The players can force the issue.
Yes.
It used to be in the NFL, you could complain and stamp your feet, and the team would just say, so what? You're under contract. Go play. In the NBA, players have been making their own deals for a while now, and the NFL is becoming more like that.
Yeah. One other thing I want to talk about is completely unrelated.